Okay. So we are about to begin our last topic for this summer semester, Nasicha Seminars. We're going to begin the section of Yehi Chavod. And we're going to go up to Benan, including Ashrei. And maybe we'll discuss Ashrei another time, but that will be sufficient. We're going to do it in two sessions. We're going to do an introduction to Yehi Chavod and begin to explain some of the psukim, and then we will finish the rest of the psukim next time. Yehi Chavod is one of the more bewildering parts of Psukim Zimmer because it's really a collection of different psukim, and we're going to have to pay close attention to figure out exactly what the theme is behind these psukim in particular. I will note, I guess just by show of hands, how many people here use an art scroll sitter for their daily davening? One person. Okay. Really? Only one person? So if you use an art scroll sitter before, so you know that before Yehi Chavod, there is a line that art scroll prints in every single sitter without exception. That is, the Yehi Chavod should be said with a special intensity. So I have two questions. First of all, what does special intensity mean? I don't know. Art scroll doesn't explain what that means. What exactly is a special intensity? And second of all, where did art scroll get this from? I also have no source. I don't know of a single source anywhere that talks about Yehi Chavod being said with any special intensity. In fact, if a person is late for davening, Yehi Chavod is going to be one of the first things you skip because we're going to see how late it comes to the sitter. But let's begin and try to understand what Yehi Chavod is about and what lessons we can take away. The source of Yehi Chavod is the Masechet Sofrim, which is from the early period of the Gaonim in Perek Yud Ches. You must say after Psukim Zimra the paragraph of Yehi Chavod. This paragraph is made up of psukim from all over Tanakh. It is brought in the sitter of Rav Amram Gaon. It's brought in the sitter of Rav Sadia Gaon right before Ashrei. And it's brought by the Budram and the Ram. So it appears in all the old siddurim, but it definitely is a later addition to the to the sitter from the early areas of the Gaon. The Beis Yosef in Siman and Aleph cites someone we have quoted again and again and again regarding the source of Psukim Zimra, Rav Aaron of Lunel in the Orchos Chaim. He says as follows: "V'yachar Mizmor l'Soda Omer b'chol Yehi Chavod." During the week we say Yehi Chavod, u'b'Shabbos Omer Yehi Chavod Hashem Achar Hashem Malach Yosavesh. And you'll note that Yehi Chavod is really attached to Ashrei, right? Because on Shabbos we don't say Yehi Chavod with Hodu and all the other stuff. Mizmor l'Soda. We don't say Mizmor L'Soda on Shabbos anyway, but we don't say with all the beginning part of Psukim Zimra. Yehi Chavod is really always right before Ashrei. It's not with everything else. So he says, we say Yehi Chavod, u'mesadrin im Yehi Chavod psukim acherim, and there are other psukim that come along with Yehi Chavod, v'ish behem, chaf aleph azkaros. The name of Hashem is mentioned 21 times in Yehi Chavod. Keneged chaf aleph psukim, should be told David, corresponding to the 11th psukim in Ashrei. So we see even its earliest sources, Yehi Chavod is really a hakadama to Ashrei. That's what it is. We're getting ready now to say Ashrei. The Levush counts himself, where in Yehi Chavod do you get 21 names of Hashem? So he says you have to count the pasuk of Ki Yaakov Bachar Lo Ka Yud Hei, that's the name of Hashem. And Yismuchu Hashemayim V'Sagel Aretz. Yismuchu Hashemayim V'Sagel Aretz is Rosh Etevos Yud Hey Vav and Hey. That pasuk is Rosh Etevos Yud Hey Vav and Hey, and that spells name of Hashem as well. That's how you get to 21. The Arizal in the Shaar Kavonos says there are 18 mentions of Hashem Yehi Chavod, corresponding to the 18 Brachos HaShachar, 18 mentions of Hashem's name in Shiras Hayam. The Aruch HaShulchan says it corresponds to the 18 Brachos in Shmoneh Esrei. But we see very significant in the amount of times Hashem is mentioned in numerical value. Let's look here at a beautiful piece from the Yesod B'Sharos Avod, someone we were introduced to at the very beginning of the semester of Alexander Ziskin, a contemporary of the Vilna Gaon. His Sefer on the Siddur really opens up deeper, more esoteric ideas in Pnimius and in Kabbalah. So he writes in the Shaar Shlishi, Sukim Shayhi Chavod. The verses of Yehi Chavod, Mi sha'ayin gadol ma'alasim shagilchas psukim elu. You'll see the 18 verses of Yehi Chavod, the Kisvei Arizal mentioned in the writings of the Arizal. V'vada yislahev livo, certainly your heart will become aflamed. la'omram b'kavana, to say them with kavana tsuma, with such intense kavana u'matam. Ki hayudches psukim elu hayudches as karosh b'ham. The 10 verses correspond to the 10 mentions of Hashem, of Hashem's name, the kelach osios, and the 138 letters shebehem, letters shebehem umispar rosh tevos and the sefer tevos, and there's all types of gematrias of the rosh tevos and the sefer tevos, hakolu mispar umifaked al seder shemos kedoshim. It's all based on deeper kabbalistic ideas of Hashem's holy names, umidos ve'alamos, his midos, the worlds he envelops, the Yonim HaKadoshim, the upper realms. The Gam Inyam Godel HaShevach Shal Psukim Eilu Ba'atzmam, even the verses themselves, Molidim Hislahavos Gedola, make a person on fire, the Simcha Atzuma, and rejoicing, Belev Adam, in the heart of man. The Godel Elukusav Machusov, in the greatness of his godliness, and his Malchus, his kingship, Yisparach Shema Yisaleh, the Dai Barazu, and that is enough, says the Yisod Shel Shavoda. We're talking about a very impactful, important tefillah in Yehi Chavod. So, you'll ask me, new Rabbi Rice, that's all beautiful and very exciting, but what is Yehi Chavod about? It's so random. What are the psukim relating to? What is our single focus kavana when we say Yehi Chavod? And the Arizal is quoted in the Pri Eitz Chaim by his Talmud Rav Chaim Vital. This is cited in the Sharei Tshuva on the page of the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Aleph, indicating that al pi Kabbalah, the recitation of Yehi Chavod is a hakdama and a psicha to Ashrei. So again, the first thing we should know about Yehi Chavod is, if you're making notes in your siddurim for davening, Yehi Chavod is a psicha to Ashrei. The common denominator in all of the psukim in Yehi Chavod is Malchus Hashem, the kingship of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay? The intro to Ashrei and the psuke to Zimra is about praising Hashem for his malchus and the running of the world. We say some psukim that describe the romimus, the loftiness, the malchus of Hashem. All of these psukim highlight a different perspective of this malchus. One who learns and meditates on these psukim will attain this broad concept of malchus. Sure, we can post the sheets again, sure. Okay, good. So we're now going to do a quick outline. I assume you all have a sitter in front of you. If not, I will pause for 5 seconds for you to get a sitter, and then we'll get back into it. So there are 6 sections to Yehi Chavod. We're going to give an outline now, an overview, and then we'll go into detail. Yehi Chavod is the introduction to the paragraph. It defines the destiny, the purpose of creation, as HaKadosh Baruch Hu set out in his creation of the world, is all there. This is followed by 3 psukim from Hallel, which are Yehi Shem Hashem, Yimizrach Shemesh, and Ramal Pavayim. Then there is a series of psukim describing Hashem as a Melech. Hashem Shimchal Yolam, Hashem Bashamayim Yechinki So Yismuchu Hashamayim, Hashem Melech, Hashem Melech, Hashem Melech Olam Ve'ed. We'll talk about that in depth in a moment. And Hashem Melech Olam Ve'ed. So it's all psukim, if you have not noticed until this point, all about Malchus. Then the psukim describe how Hashem runs the world as his plan advances towards its desired goal and the plans of man will not interfere. That's Hashem Hefir. Rabos machshavos asas Hashem ki ramar, that man is not going to get in the way in Hashem's ultimate plan. And then, penultimately, we describe the master plan, which is the bechira, the choiceness of the Jewish people, yichvod Hashem, le'olam yismach Hashem b'ma'asav. Why? Ki bachar Hashem b'tzion ki Yaakov bachar, that Hashem chose the Jewish people. And finally, in the 6th stage of Yehi Chavod, a point that even if we sin, everything can be fixed. That it's not going to take away from Hashem's malchus. Hashem Hoshia. Those are the 6 stages. So let's begin with Yehi Chavod, Hashem Yolam Yismach Hashem B'Ma'asav. This pasuk comes from Baruch Hinashi, Tehillim 104, Kuf Dalet, where David HaMelech is describing the Bria, the creation, and he summarizes all of this by saying, Yehi Chavod Hashem Yolam Yismach Hashem b'ma'asav. The glory of Hashem is forever, and Hashem rejoices in his creations. The Medrash Tehillim on that pasuk says that this pasuk is speaking about a time of Tzchias HaMeisim, meaning through the course and cycle of creation, one will see the unity of Hashem, and there will be Kvod Hashem. It's through the creations of Hashem that we see Ein Od Milvado, that there's nothing else besides Hashem. And therefore, Yismach Hashem b'ma'asav, who Hashem will rejoice through what he created. The Medrash Tanchum and Parshas Shmini says that this pasuk was actually said at the end of Ma'aseh Bereishis. Let's look at the Medrash together. Hishabara Kadosh Baruch Hu es olama. When Hashem created his world, Haisa Simcha Gedol Lefanav, there was great rejoicing. Shneamar, as it says, Yichavod Hashem Yolam, Yismach Hashem b'ma'asav. The same idea, that Hashem rejoiced in what he created. That Hashem's world gives Hashem happiness, kabiyachol, in that his will is coming into fruition. There's an obscure collection of medrash. There's a bunch of obscure medrashim that are collected in two works called the Beis Midrashos. And it's a collection of small works put together. And one of those small works is the Siddur Rabba de Bereishis. And there he said, the Medrash says, Bashvi'i Yeshev HaKadosh Baruch Hu Al-Kisei Simcha V'Hevir Lefanav. On the day, seventh day, on Shabbos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sat on the Kisei HaKavod, and before him came the Sar Shamayim, the angel who's in charge of the water, the Simcha Gedolah, with great rejoicing. And then came the Sar Shal Naharos, the Sar, the Malach of the rivers, the Simcha Gedola. And the Medrash goes on to list the Sar, the officer of this realm, came before Hashem, the Simcha Gedola. And the officer over that realm came before Hashem, the Simcha Gedola. Going on for line and line and line. And the Medrash goes on to list all the different Sarim who came. And then it says, V'hayu kulam omdim b'simcha gedola. And they all rejoiced with the great rejoicing. They were dancing and they were singing maranim and makalsim and praising the fun of b'chol minei kilos with all types of shevach, b'chol minei zemer, all types of songs. Imagine this Shabbos. What was the first Shabbos gracious like? All the malachim dancing with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, rejoicing over Ma'aser Bereishis, making an incredible siman finish in the world. And the malachim and the sarim all come before Hashem, dancing, celebrating the Shabbos. Shevach v'halol v'ayim malachim yisharas poskim l'sfim. They opened up their mouth with omrim. And what did they sing? What were the Shabbos miros? That for Shabbos, yichavod Hashem l'olam, v'kulam onim achareyam, yismach Hashem v'ma'asav. But the malachim would call in response, yichavod Hashem l'olam, the glory of Hashem is forever. Where? Yismach Hashem v'ma'asav, when Hashem rejoices in his creation. So this is the opening of Yichavod. Yichavod is telling us that the world itself is a rejoicing, is a Kiddush Hashem in the way Hashem made the world. What does it mean exactly, Yismach Hashem b'ma'asav? And to what extent and to what level? So the Sefer Ikrim, Rav Yosef Albo, one of the Gedolei HaRishonim, writes in his Maamar Beis. Let's look at the Sefer Ikrim. He brings a nusach of the Perek Shira. I don't know how many people say Perek Shira nowadays. I know it used to be more in and more popular a number of years ago. I think now Nishmas has risen to the top of everybody's favorite segula of the month. So it used to be, you know, Perek Shira. Our school had a nice, you know, illuminated edition, and Perek Shira was a very big thing. So here, he brings a nusach of Perek Shira that we don't have. If you look in your Perek Shira, in your Siddur, or whatever volume you have, it will say that the Shiratzim, the bugs, have a particular pasuk. But there's a different nusach. In fact, Rav Chaim Kanievsky brings this in his commentary in Perek Shira. And the nusach is as follows. Ve'alzev ramzu rabbusin uzal Perek Shira shamru. Shiratzim am omrim. What do the bugs sing to Hashem? Yihi chavod Hashem le'olam, yismach Hashem v'ma'asav. Why? Why, says Rav Yosef Albo, is that the song of the bugs? The bugs say, we're not an elephant, we're not a great whale, we're small, insignificant things, there's nothing very impressive, right? And therefore, they'll say, what's so great about bugs? But we are Hashem's creations. This is why the bugs sing, Yichavar Hashem Le'olam. Kolomar, Kavodo b'mkom amunach le'olam shunitzli. The glory of Hashem is forever. Ve'elu hanimsos hanodos mina ipush. The lowest of creation, p'chusos v'nifsado shen lehem kiyum, that barely even lasts a day, a fruit fly that, you know, disappears after a couple of days. Lo b'min v'lo b'ish. Even in the lowest parts of creation, even in the bugs and the creepy crawlers and the rodents, all the things on the bottom of the food chain, that also shows chachmas habore. So yihi chavar Hashem le'olam, yismach Hashem ma'asav. That in every aspect of creation, even the lowliest thing, speaks to Hashem's glory. And that's how we open up, because again, we're going to speak about the malchus of Hashem. Now, one more comment. The Gemara in Maseches Chulin and Daf Samach teaches us the following. Darish Rabbi Chanina Bar Papa. We know Rabbi Chanina Bar Papa, but if anybody's ever been to a Siyam before, so we talk about Rabbi Chanina Bar Papa there. Yichvor Hashem Le'olam Yismach Hashem Ma'asav. Pasuk Zes, Sar Ha'olam, Amru B'shash Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu L'minehu. When Hashem said, I want the grass to grow according to its own min, that the grass shouldn't mix each growth should grow by itself, be Ilanos, Nasu Deshaim Kavachomer Asman. That when he told the Ilanos to grow, that they should grow, so the grass, the vegetation, made a Kavachomer for themselves, they should also grow in their own species. Miyad Kolech V'yachad Yetzim Lemino. Each one grew in its proper place. This type of grass grew in this area, and this type of vegetation grew in that area, not mixing together. The Malach who ran the world got up and said, that we see Hashem's glory in creation. Says Tosis Nakamara, who is the Sar Ha'olam? Who is it? Who is this Malach? So the Tosis says that it was Chanoch. Chanoch, who, you know, comes from Adam Arishon, and we'll have to explain how is Chanoch there by the Mice of Gracious, how is he a Malach? That's not our discussion for right now. Chanoch eventually became Matatron. Matatron is a malach, one of the malachim of Hashem. So this is what it says. Matatron, this malach saying Shira to Hashem during Maisa Gracious. Comes the Chassam Sofer and explains, how did this happen? How is it that Chanoch, a human being, eventually became a malach? How did that happen? How did a human being become a malach? So the Chassam Sofer explains that Chanoch purified himself more and more and more and more until he became a Malach. And therefore, he was the one to sing, Yichavod Hashem Le'olam, Yismach Hashem B'Ma'asav. Because through his personal avoda, he arrived at his tachlis, his purpose, his shlemus, his completion. The Chomer, the physical realm, became Kadosh and Ruchani, it became spiritual. The Yaroslavash, Yonasan Ibishitz writes, that when Chomer and Gashmius, when the physical world does what it's supposed to do, it raises itself in levels of Kedusha. It attains levels way above beyond what it's naturally capable of. This, he says, is the tachlas of the purpose of creation, to reach the level of Yihi Chavar Hashem Le'olam, Yismach Hashem Ma'asav, where someone will become La'olam, it will become Ruchni. And that's our goal. We want to take the physical world, says Yonasan Ibishitz, and we want to perfect it, and we want to use this world, this gashmius world, and make it spiritual, and that will be bring kavod to a Kadosh Baruch. Now let's go into the psukim. Are you ready? Let's go into the psukim, and we'll darshan a few of them for tonight. So the next three psukim are Mishem Hashem Mevarach, Me'atav Yad Olam, Mimizrach Shemesh Ad Mavo, Malal Shem Hashem, Ram al Kogayim al Shemayim Kavoda. These all come from Tehillim Kuf Yadal, chapter 114, which begins Halu Abde Hashem, Luas Shem Hashem. Now, the Gemara, this is from Halal. The Gemara in Shabbos, Kuf Yud Ches, says that Pesuka de Zimra is a form of Hallel. We know that from our introduction to Pesuka de Zimra. The content of the Pesukim is about the great Kvod Hashem in all of the worlds. I want to share with you a beautiful Maharal. He talks about these three Pesukim. Listen to this Maharal. If you have your Siddur in front of you, I want you to flip to Kedusha de Sidra, the Kedusha that we say after Ashri Valetzion at the end of Davin. So keep one hand on Yehi Chavod and the other hand on Kedusha de Sidra. The Maharal in the Gevuras Hashem, the Maharal's major work on Pesach, in chapter 62, explains that these three psukim, Yishem Hashem Avarach Metan Adolam, Mizrach Mimizrach Shem Hashem Mavo, and Ramal Kol Goyim Al Shemayim Kavodo, all correspond to the three Kedushas of Kedusha de Sidra. What does that mean? The Kedusha de Sidra contains the Targum, the Aramaic translation of the Navi. The Navi says that Hashem is Kadosh, 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 right? We know that from Kedusha from Davening. So the Targum, as we know, darshans, expounds on those three parts of Kedusha. So says the Maharal as follows. Are you ready? Yehi Shem Hashem Avarach Me'atav Olam. But the name of Hashem is blessed now and forever. That corresponds to Kaddish Le'olam Ve'olmei Olmaya, that Hashem is holy for ever and ever. It's the same thing. So the Maharal says there are three realms in this world. There's the realm of Zman, there's the realm of Makom, of place, and there's the realm of being, of a being in this world. Not time or place, but a being. Says the Maharal, Yishem Hashem Avarach Me'atav Yad Olam, now and forever, that Hashem is Mavarach, is blessed in the realm of Zman. That corresponds to Hashem's Kedusha, that Hashem is manifest in the world of Zman. Next pasuk, Mimizrach Shemesh Admevo, that Hashem is from the east of the sun when it rises until it sets. That corresponds to Kaddish Bishmei Meroma Ilah, that Hashem is in the Kadosh, in the realm of space, in the realm of this world of space, of Makom. And finally, says the Maharal, Ram al Kogayim Hashem al Shemaim Kavodo, that corresponds to Kaddish al Ara Oveid Gvurte, that Hashem is Kadosh over everything in this world. That means that he's roaming above all beings. So he's Kadosh, he's above Zman, Makom, and Berea. That, says the Maharal, are what these three psukim are telling us. These three psukim are telling us that Hashem has malchus, kingship, over time, space, and creation. That's what it means. A beautiful pshat from the Maharal. Let's move on to the next psukim. Hashem shimcha li'olam, Hashem zirchacha l'dor v'ador. So this comes from Tehillim Kuflam at Hey 135. Rashi on Tehillim explains that your greatness and your authority at the beginning of creation is also now. Hashimcha li'olam, okay? And you have the power to judge, says Rashi, and to avenge us of anybody who harms us. Now in Shmos, in Perek Gimel, we have the famous pasuk of Zeh Shmi li'olam, Zeh Zichru l'dor v'dor, that Hashem says, this is my name forever, and my remembrance is from generation to generation. So if we look at Rashi, on that pasuk, let's look how Rashi says it. What does it mean, Zeh Shmi li'olam, this is my name forever? Chaser vav, the word le'olam is missing a vav. It means that there's some aspect lacking here. Lomar ha'limehu shel yikra b'kikisvo, that this world, Hashem's name is lacking. How is Hashem's name lacking in this world? Because we don't pronounce Hashem's name the way it's written, right? We don't pronounce Hashem's name yud hey vav hey. Rather, we pronounce it not fully, aleph dal and nun yud, not in its full kedusha. That's one thing. And then Hashem says, "Bezeh zichri l'dor v'dor," but my remembrance, my zecher, is for generation to generation. Lamdu, we should learn hayach nikra v'chein, how to call him. Okay, David Omer, David says, "Hashem shimcha li'olam, Hashem zichricha l'dor v'dor." The pasuk now becomes a hakdama to be mishabeach the malchus of Hashem. The shame Hashem is way, way above our understanding and knowledge. We can never understand the true essence of Hashem. Therefore, we don't pronounce the Shem Havaya. We don't pronounce Hashem's name perfectly to show that we're never going to get it 100%. However, in the manner in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals himself to the world, we understand Hashem as a Melech. And this is the understanding that we use in Shemas HaKadoshim. When I call Hashem Yud-Heh, Vav-Heh, or Elohim, or Shakai, or whatever the different names of Hashem are, it's understanding that this is how we relate to Hashem and the way he manifests himself in this world. But we will never relate to Hashem in his essence, in the area, in the realm beyond our understanding. That's Kadosh Kadoshim. We can never go there. But we, as we begin to be Meshaveach Hashem, and we get ready for Ashrei, we understand that we are never praising Hashem in his atzmos, his essence, in what Hashem truly is. We are only praising Hashem and talking about Hashem in the way he conducts himself, in his hanhaga with the Bria, with creation. Let's move on now to the next last soup second in this section for tonight. Hashem b'shamayim yechin kiso malchuso b'chol mashallah. In the regular Hallel, the psukim go on to talk about the nisim v'niflos, the miracles of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But our psukim in Zimra, as we've said time and time again, is not about nisim gedolim. Psukim in Zimra, shachros every morning, is not about the big miracles. That's not what it's about. It's about how Hashem runs the teva and he's present in the natural order of the world. And therefore we say, Hashem b'shamayim yechin kiso. Hashem is way up there by his kisei hakavod, u'malchuso b'chol mashallah. But he's running the world down here. Intimately, on a detailed, small level, Hashem is involved in your life. The Malbim explains that Hashem prefers to run our world according to the laws of nature that he set in motion while he remains at a distance in Shemayim. This is Hashem b'shamayim yechin kiso. Hashem is not totally obvious in this world, but it's still Malchuso b'chol mashallah, that his Malchus is here in this world. He is intimately involved, and he's mashkiach on the world like a king who's carefully involved with his subjects. Okay, let's turn now to the last set of psukim for tonight, and that is Yismuchu Hashemayim b'sagel ha'aretz, Hashemelach, Hashemelach, Hashem yimloch le'olam v'leid. Before it was a song by Gad Elbaz, it was in Yehi Chavod. So let's try to understand exactly what is exactly what's going on. In this grouping of psukim, we describe Hashem as the Melech. We're going to begin to discuss this aspect a little bit tonight, and we'll discuss it more next time. The source, this Yehi Chavod, is the source of Hashem Melech, Hashem Malach, Hashem Melech Olam Vaed. It comes from Yehi Chavod. This expression does not exist anywhere in Tanakh. There's no pasuk that says Hashem Melech, Hashem Melech, Hashem Melech Olam Vaed. It is a collection of statements that are put together. There is a brisa called the brisa de Maisim Merkava that mentions it, but really Yehi Chavod is where it comes from, where these verses are found together. So let's discuss where they come from and what we're trying to say here. The first thing, Hashem Melech, is in past tense. That is from Divrei Hayamim Aleph. It says Yismuchu Hashemayim v'sagel ha'aretz, v'yomer v'gayim Hashem Melech. That the heavens will rejoice, the land will be happy. Hashem is the Hashem Melech. Hashem is the king in the past. Then it cites Tehillim Perek Yud. Hashem Melech. That's Hashem Melech. Present tense. Sorry. Then Hashem Melech Olam Voed Abdu Goyim Erev So, meaning that when the Rishon are no longer here, then the throne of Hashem will be perfected. And then finally, we say in Shiras Hayam, Hashem Yimloch Li'Olam Voed. So we're pulling from those three areas. So the question that the Mefarshim asked, and we're going to quote now from the Otzer HaTzfilos, the Anuf Yosef, the classic work on the Seder, why is the order of the statements first present tense, that Hashem is Malach, and then is a past tense? Why do we? I would have thought it should be past tense, present tense, future tense. Wouldn't that have made more sense? But it's not the case. Hashem Melech, Hashem Melech, Hashem Melech Olam Voed is present tense first, then past tense, and then future tense. It's out of order. So the Anuf Yosef explains that from the perspective of Hashem, there is no past, present, and future. And therefore, the greatest shevach we can give Hashem is in the present tense, as we're experiencing it. And then we go and say the past tense and then the future tense in order to include the perspective. But the whole idea is that we cannot, you know, we're, it's not from our perspective, it's Hashem. Hashem is always in present tense. Hashem is not bound by the past, the future, whatever it may be. Therefore, we say, begin first, Hashem is in the present tense, and that's how we, and then we go back and forth. I want to suggest perhaps another idea. Perhaps we would say that if I only open up saying Hashem Melech in the past tense, then it would appear for a moment as if we're saying Hashem is only there in the past. And that for Chas V'Shalom, for a moment, a person would say, ah, Hashem was then, but not now. So therefore, maybe we begin B'Lashon Hoveh, that there should be no mistakes at all, and we begin in the present tense to understand that Hashem always rules, and then we go back to discuss the past and the future. So that's the explanation of Anaf Avos and the way perhaps we can understand it. Are there any questions? Okay. So, B'ezus Hashem, next time, we will...